Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help you read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I'm a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, on Friday, we're continuing our practice of lament as we reflect on the relationship series that we've been in, focusing on Genesis chapter 3 today. And this is where the whole problem with humanity gets started, Genesis chapter 3. Life in the garden, you might remember, was supposed to fill the uttermost need for relationship that our good God purposely put into our hearts when he created us in his image, like Genesis 1 talks about. Our first parents experienced a nearness of body and spirit to God himself, walking and talking with him, and their relationships with each other would have prevented them from ever doing life alone. This is what God looked at and said was good. He said it was the Hebrew word tov. It's very good. Enter then the enemy of souls, the one who continues to do his best to this day to cause us to doubt God's goodness, exploited Eve's God-given good desires. See verses 6 and above. The enjoyment of food, the desire to provide for a family, the love of beauty, curiosity to understand the world and our place in it, our drive to seek always to better accomplish our goals. The enemy caused Eve, and then Adam followed, to doubt God's plan and his goodness. And they soon learned that there is a kind of death that is worse than the immediate physical death. Their nearness to God and to each other would never be the same, and by extension, neither would their descendants. Their relationships to one another and to everybody else would be profoundly infected by the curse of sin. And how did that play out for them? They abandoned their responsibility to love and protect and care for each other, Genesis 3, 6 through 15, and then placed blame on anyone other than themselves. We often don't do any better. You know, it's interesting when you look at this story, you find this curse is being placed on Eve in Genesis 3, 16, that her desire will be contrary to her husband's, but he will rule over her. And I think there are these twin dynamics that begin to play out with Adam and Eve, and then every other human relationship, these dynamics of conflict and dominance. And this plays out through the rest of Genesis. In fact, if you look at every relationship that's mentioned in Genesis and throughout the Pentateuch, you will find these twin ideals at the core of every tension of conflict and dominance, one trying to dominate or power over somebody else, and the tension that is created. That is what is introduced into the world in Genesis 3 under the curse. But our God did not leave them or us without hope. He promised that one of Eve's descendants would come and defeat the enemy. We know that her seed, Jesus, did so much more. Now, like we've been doing on Fridays, we're going to practice lament. And I'm going to read this back to you. And you may want to use this just as a prompt to pray along with me and confess these same things to the Lord. O Lord, Almighty God, you are the all-powerful creator of the universe who does great things, unsearchable and wondrous works, innumerable. You have crafted the heart of man in your own image and so wired us for relationship. Lord, our hearts groan with emptiness and longing for something that was lost in the garden millennia before we were even born. The weight of the curse is real. Will you remind us, Lord, that you can be, want to be, known, and are close? Remind us that if we seek you with all our heart, we will find you. Lord, please let us find you because you only can satisfy the deepest longings and desires of our hearts. Lord, instead of never having to do life alone as you planned in the garden, the pain and brokenness of our relationships at times make us wish we were alone. As we experience and witness the destruction of families, churches being pulled apart, and even the closest of friendships wrecked, we are left devastated, crushed, bewildered, and hopeless. Lord, will you remind us who the true enemy is, and that our battle is not against flesh and blood. Prepare us to skillfully fight in your armor, which you provide by your Holy Spirit. Will you fill us with your supernatural power to love, because only then will we find oneness with believers and have any hope of resolving our differences. Lord, we praise you this day. We thank you that through faith in your Son, Jesus, we do have hope. He has crushed the head of the enemy. Will you now redeem and restore our relationships through the power of your Spirit? I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, thanks for tuning in to the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.